the DayServe update for October 8th, 2017. I am Philippe Odenova.
I'm Patrick Mifflin.
I'm Brandon Perkins.
Yeah, kind of a slow week, except that it kind of wasn't. Not very many stories, but they're pretty substantial, the ones that we do have to talk about. So, we're going to get into those. Before we do that, though, I think we should probably catch up on what we've been up to. And today, well, for me, it's been Forzas, like all of the Forzas.
Okay.
Yeah, well, as many of them as I have access to at the moment. My discs for Forza 3 and 4, 2, 3, 4 are in a box somewhere. I can't remember where I put them. So I haven't played those. But I did play 5, 6, 7, Horizon 1 and 2. I don't have 3 yet. I'll have to get that eventually. It's a series I still like, despite what we're going to talk about later. Lots of very irritating mechanics that crept their way into Forza 7, and we'll discuss those at length in a bit. Before we talk about those, how about you, Pat? What have you been up to?
Honestly, just some Street Fighter V and NHL 18. It's been kind of a down week for me, just due to things at work really moving at a good clip.
Yeah. I'm guessing
kind
the cold
of
that you're fighting off right now probably isn't helping either.
Yeah.
Because, one of those weeks.
Yeah. But I've been enjoying what I've been able to play. I sat down and had a really good Street Fighter V session with one of my friends last night, and I'm still completely lost as far as figuring out who I'm going to main from here on. But I've done quite a bit of exploring in the last couple days, so we'll see where it takes me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As far as NHL 18, now that all of the teams have played their regular season openers and the rosters are going to update for that, I'm thinking I might stream a franchise mode for being a general manager, see how that goes.
Yeah, that should be fun to watch.
Because it will be Colorado Avalanche, I have a lot more to play with this year than I have in the last few seasons, so it's going to be really fun to see what I end up doing.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about it, and I think it'll make for a fun stream.
Yeah. It'll be nice to get my back into the streaming thing.
I need to.
So.
I've been out of it for too long.
Yeah.
All right. My turn?
Yep.
All right, well, other than Cuphead, which I'm finishing up the review on, and we'll hopefully have it in the can by tonight, I got my copy of Sakura Wars, So Long My Love, in the mail this week, so I've been playing that. And I talked a bit about it on the Let's Weekend, but holy crap, it's a lot of fun, and it is a crying shame that this series isn't more available in English over here.
That may be something that Sega will remedy at some point.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah, but basically it's a strategy RPG adventure game where with also parts of visual novel and dating sims. Basically, much like all of the Sakura Wars games, there's the normal mode where you're basically going around town, interacting with various people, including members of, in this case, instead of the Flower Division, it's the Star Division, who own a theater called the Little Lips Theater on Broadway, because this game takes place, instead of Japan, it takes place in New York. And, you know, you have to talk to all the different characters. Like in this one, there's this chick who's like a freckly red-haired girl from Texas who is a total weeaboo. She's obsessed with becoming a samurai. There's also the only other Japanese person in the game in the team, because in this game you play you yourself, the character you play as Japanese is as the nephew of the original hero of the Sakura Wars, of the original Sakura Wars game, and you basically have, and basically this individual is a very sort of androgynous player who plays both the male and female roles in, you know, because at the Little Lips Theater, of course, they put on shows on Broadway, much like in, you know, the regular Sakura Wars, they put on a show sort of similar to the Takurazaka Review. And then there's the other one who is the big, tall, black woman who is a lawyer and basically hates your guts the moment she sees you. And that's sort of the social aspect. You have to, you know, have conversations, go around town, do menial tasks, which usually involve QTEs, you know, quick time events, yeah, button presses, and stuff like that. That's the, you know, the social aspect. Then there's the battle aspect, which is when you and the other members of the Star Division get into their steam-powered mech suits and have to fight big demons and other robots and stuff. And that is particularly fun because it's a free, basically a free-roaming strategy RPG where each character has like a set amount of fuel that they can use per turn. And, you know, they've all got like a standard attack, super attack, defense and healing modes, and then when the big ones come out, then you go into flying mode, which is when you can move in three dimensions, so up, down, left, right, forward, backwards, and it's not just fun, it's a spectacle. Like, actually fighting these things is amazing to watch. And so, yeah, other than that, getting back into Final Fantasy XIV, I'm now at a point where I'm having to get into level 54 because, once again, I'm at that point where I have to level up in order to get to the next story mission. Fortunately, though, I'm now at the point where I can go and get Temple Levy missions. So, that helps a good deal in leveling up fairly quickly. So,
yeah.
That's pretty much what I've been up to.
Cool. So, a couple of quick shrapnel notes here. We got an announcement for God Eater 3, and it looks pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of these series that I'm not sure how many people are familiar with over here in the West, but yeah, it's definitely worth checking out.
I know some people who are really excited about it, so yeah, it's got me taking a look.
Yeah, so keep an eye on that. Yeah, if you're a PlayStation Plus member, you can preload the Gran Turismo Sport time demo. That's available now for Plus owners, and it'll be available for everybody else on the 12th. So yeah, you might want to, if you're a Plus member, you probably want to do that now because it's 40 gigs for a demo. So yeah. But yeah, I am kind of looking forward to Gran Turismo Sport and seeing the different approach that's being taken with that game as opposed to Forza. So yeah, I'm not sure if you're picking up GT Sport, Pat.
Eventually,
yeah.
So. Same with Forza. It's just something that money isn't working for right now, but it will eventually.
Yeah. Well, you have a Plus membership, so you're going to at least try the demo. So.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So those are the notes for today, and let's get into Forza 7. Obviously, I think I'm the only one currently here that actually has the game. So I'm going to do these a little out of order. First, I'll talk about the bad stuff, because... Yeah.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah, let's get that out of the way. Because the loot box prize crate mechanics are in full effect here.
Yep.
And it's completely unnecessary. Basically, what they've come up with is a mechanic that will... it's basically just pay credits to earn more credits, so you could pay more credits to then earn more credits. It's kind of one of those vicious circle type things.
Yep.
So that's one thing. And basically how it works is you buy a prize crate, you get mods. Equip mods to get more credits, which then leads to you buying more prize crates so you can get more mods.
Mm-hmm.
To then earn more credits.
Yep.
To then buy more prize crates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, does that sound like a really, really irritating time to you?
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah, so there's
So what happens if you don't waste time or money on it?
Yeah. Do you remember how in past Forza games where if you were a veteran player and you decided to bump the difficulty up, you could earn more credits?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's gone now. So there's absolutely no reason to do anything but super easy at this point because you're not getting any more credits for playing at a higher difficulty. So, yeah, they're really kind of funneling you towards that whole prize crate mechanic. Because it's kind of skeezy. But it gets kind of worse, because now there's also gacha mechanics in there, too.
Oh, boy.
Yep. You have a specialty dealer in there, which is he's a time-limited guy that shows up with rare cars that you can only buy from him. And I would presume on the auction house when that gets enabled, but it currently isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're a Forza veteran, you remember the 35th anniversary Camaro from Forza 2, which was impossible to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was basically auction house exclusive at that point because you could only get it from people who actually had it. So, yeah, that was really irritating. And that's coming back. So, joy. On the plus side, there's actually, like that, as I was mentioning that gacha mechanic, there is a reward for buying more cars and having a broad collection. Now you have, your collection now has tiers, for cars.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the more cars you have, the more credits you can earn. So, I don't know, that's strange, you know, if you played Forza, you kind of are a compulsive collector of cars anyway, so I'm not really sure. That just gives you an incentive to actually keep doing what you were doing to begin with. So I guess that part of it I don't mind so much. But it's that whole, you have to pay now to earn more because, we decided that, difficulty is overrated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might be good with just Gran Turismo this time around.
Yeah, it's, if it wasn't for the fact that I was going to do the review for it, I probably would have passed, but it's a Forza game, and I really kind of, like Forza, so.
Yeah.
So
does it rise above those?
Oh, yes. That's the one thing it still has. Because, everything that has been great about Forza is still great. The driving is still fantastic. The audio is amazing, especially if you're playing with headphones. You can turn on Dolby Atmos on your Xbox One, and the spatial sound is just phenomenal. So that's really nice.
Now, the headset that I have, will that work with the...
I don't know. I haven't tried a USB headset. I just had one analog headset that I plugged into my controller, so I don't know. It might.
And that was good?
Yeah, that's how I did it. Let's give that a try. I know that USB webcams now work on the Xbox One, so that's a thing. those are the bad things. Those are the good things. All in all, I still love this game. I'm still going to play it. It's still a lot of fun. Even if, these weird mechanics have been kind of added to it, I kind of get the sense that with the public backlash that's coming from the community about this, this may be something that doesn't end up standing for too long.
Yeah.
Because, people are pissed. And
oh, good. I am sure they are.
Yeah, rightly so, because, you know, you've got your longtime Forza veterans who have been, you know, playing every single game to completion and now finding that, you know, playing the game the way they like to with no assists is now completely irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But yeah, Forza 7 is still a great game. I'm going to have a full review of that probably by the end of this week if all things work out.
Nice.
Yeah, still worth getting, even if it's kind of marred at this point.
Hopefully they fix that, though.
Yeah. I also forgot to mention that there are no Toyotas in the game. That news that had come out earlier, and I forgot that was
I think
was
I was
thing.
The one who told you about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are Toyotas, but they're only racing models. There are no production.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you lose some very important cars that way.
Yeah, well, there's no GT86 for one thing, or AE86, or, you know, Celicas, or Supras, or MR2s, you know, so.
The list goes on.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if, you know, it was just a contract issue, or if they'll eventually end up getting that resolved, because, they're in Gran Turismo Sport.
So, yep.
There. God. Anyways.
Gran Turismo Sport.
Yeah.
I'm so looking forward to that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We've talked about Shadow of War many times on the show. And the game is out now. The reviews are starting to come out. And it looks like Warner Brothers pulled something really shitty.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want the true ending to the game, that is, you have to finish the eighth last chapter, which is called Shadow Wars, which basically consists of 8 really difficult siege missions.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, you're going to need legendary orcs. To get those, if you're not going to spend any money to, use the in-game, well, real money loot boxes to get your legendary orcs, hopefully. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to grind and grind and grind until you can dominate enough orcs to be able to dominate the legendary ones that you need. So that's really awesome. Mm. Of course, this comes from Warner Brothers because, you know, it seems like shitty practices in the gaming industry seem to be pioneered by Warner Brothers at this point.
Yeah. And see, here's the thing. They absolutely did not have to do this because Shadow actually, despite all of the monetary bullshit, is actually a good game.
Yeah, it's a good game, and they've like padded it out with this last chapter that is basically a grind, and if you look at the GameSpot review for the game, it's like, after I got through that, I was like, this is not worth it. So it seems like they're artificially making the game worse in order to pad their monetization options. Mm-hmm. And that just seems really, really shitty to me.
It's...
Do not want.
No, do not want.
Almost got into the series with the first game, and I'm kind of glad I didn't.
Well, the first one's fantastic.
Yeah, first game's actually definitely worth playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it would make me want this.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad I stayed out of that whole thing entirely.
Yeah. The problem really is, Warner Brothers just sucks. I think we can all agree about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think NetherRealm would be much better served if they were, affiliated with a different publisher.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah. That's not the case right now, and I'm pretty
sure. Well, unfortunately, they're owned by Warner Brothers. They're not just affiliated, so.
Yeah, that's a problem. I kind of
wish. Good luck.
No. Yeah, I'm kind of imagining that Ed Boon would be like, how can we get out of this?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have enough cash to buy ourselves out? Yeah. Because I don't think anybody really at NetherRealm really wanted to put the kind of crap that's in Injustice 2 in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well. So congrats, Warner Brothers. You managed to make your game worse by trying to nickel and dime everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, great. Lovely. Yay. Joy. So let's talk about something better, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Pat, we got the announcement of Street Fighter V Arcade Edition coming January 18th.
Yes, we're finally getting an Arcade Edition.
Well, this has been rumored for a long time, and so it's not really a surprise that it got announced. But there are surprises within the announcement. So the first things first is it's a repackaging of the game. Capcom's staying true to their word. If you have Street Fighter V, that's all you need. It's a free update otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
For people who are not current Street Fighter V owners, the package will only cost $39.99 and include the character passes for both Season 1 and 2, so it'll catch you up completely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure this will also correlate with the Season 3 balance changes that we all know are coming.
Yeah.
The release date's January 16th, so we're probably going to get the full info dump around the time of Capcom Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, along with the first character, of course.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do around that time of year.
Yeah.
So the two new modes that are being added are the arcade mode and the extra battle mode.
Hmm.
Arcade mode is not really what you think of when you think of an arcade mode, although it does work like that. You pick a past iteration of Street Fighter, and you will play through a preset gauntlet of matches based on characters that appeared in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have Street Fighter, Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter 3. I don't think they're doing an Alpha 1, and then 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Kind of, they don't have and enough so, characters for the Alpha 1.
Now, intriguing here is, actually, I think they could do an Alpha 1. You got Charlie, Karin, Mika.
I think that's kind of it.
For now, anyway.
Yeah.
Just seems weird.
Mm. Well, of course, I mean, in Alpha, yeah, you had Ryu, Ken, Chun-Li there anyway. So.
Yeah.
Oh, but, Birdie, he's in there.
These are characters that originated in that iteration.
Yeah.
But intriguing here is the Street Fighter 1 gauntlet.
Hmm.
Because they say it's four battles.
Yes, I remember the last boss of that game was Sagat.
Also remember that the only Street Fighter 1 characters currently in 5 are Ryu, Ken, and Birdie.
Yep.
So there's a lot of Sagat speculation, which correlates with all the rumors that have been going around that have been pretty much spot on so far.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope they're right, because those same rumors also say that Necro is coming in Season 3.
Mm-hmm.
And that would make me happy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is an interesting development, and I'm really looking forward to seeing where it goes. Yeah.
Are they going to have, like, proper endings?
Yes.
Good.
And, in fact, it seems like they're going to have different endings for each gauntlet.
Oh, nice.
Something about upwards of 100 endings in the game.
Ooh, okay, so that's
so now we know what's taken so long, and we are wishing Bengus the best.
Mm-hmm.
He must be getting worked pretty hard right now.
Yeah. How's your arm there, dude?
Yeah, but Bengus is at his best when he's doing Street Fighter stuff, so I'm looking forward to seeing what comes of this.
Hmm.
Other things that are going to be showing up here, we've got some new V-triggers. No specific word yet on implementation. It looks like you might be selecting your V system the same way you selected your Ultras in Street Fighter 4.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not this also affects your V skill and possibly V reversal, completely unknown at this point. I'm sure we'll hear more at Capcom Cup.
Yeah.
Now, the name Arcade Edition in and of itself struck some as particularly strange, despite the inclusion of an Arcade Edition. I think it refers to the new Taito Steam Edition that was just announced.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a new Street Fighter V Arcade version going to arcades in Japan imminently.
Yeah.
It's based on Taito Arcade hardware, and it's going to be powered by Steam.
Mm.
So that's an interesting blend, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, Street Fighter V is already on Steam, so...
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like a huge stretch, I think.
Seeing Steam repurposed as an arcade software delivery method is a very interesting possible expansion of the service.
Yeah.
And I would like to see where it goes from here.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a lot more robust than Nessica was, so...
Yeah. Which is interesting, because Nessica was pretty unique in its features. And hopefully those become a constant that you just kind of expect of arcade hardware.
Yeah.
But another thing here is that the UI is getting a touch-up. And there are some screens out there of it right now.
Yeah.
The new character select screen really strikes me to be reminiscent of Street Fighter EX.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way each character panel is laid out.
Yeah.
Can't say I'm a fan of the new Versus screen, but that's largely because I like the one in Street Fighter V so much.
Yeah. Mm.
But maybe I'll get used to it. Who knows?
Yeah. Has there been any info on what the actual what the extra battle mode is?
It's a dramatic battle.
Okay.
It's the 2-on-1 mode from Alpha 3, and I guess there was one that you could do in Alpha 1, but you could only play as like Ryu and Ken versus M. Bison.
Yeah.
So it's that mode though. Okay. But, yeah, it's really interesting seeing where this is going to go, and I'm looking forward to Capcom Cup and seeing how this is all going to play out. Another thing that should be noted is that there's more mitigation on the way of the input lag issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because Unreal Engine 4 is getting a major system upgrade that is going to shave 2 frames of lag across the board.
Hmm. That doesn't sound like much, but... considering
that Street Fighter V is at like 5.5 frames and Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite is at 6 frames right now, that's a big jump.
Yeah, well, from 5.5 down to 3.5, that's noticeable.
Yep.
Yeah.
And especially Marvel is going to benefit from it as well. So,
yeah.
Tekken 7, I think, is hanging out around 5. So,
yeah. I'm sure Harada will probably want to apply that.
Yeah, that's. But I'm glad we're seeing that optimization come, because it's something that the community's kind of been railing on for a long time, and we'll see what it does for. We'll see what it does for the product in the long term. It should be ready by the time Arcade Edition lands.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what I'd like to know is how they're going to handle people who have not bought any of the seasons, but just bought the base game.
They just won't have the characters.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Now, I'm curious, this Arcade Edition, is it going to be strictly a download, or is there going to be a physical edition as well?
There is a physical edition, and the box art is fantastic.
All right, well, then that's what I'm going to end up buying, because I don't have the base edition anymore. I ended up selling that. So,
yeah.
There just wasn't any content with the base edition other, And, you know, and I wasn't able to afford PSN at the time, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see if I can find a picture of the arcade edition box, because it is cool.
But basically there's a bunch of things, like, story-wise that I want to get this arcade edition for.
Yeah.
Specifically, I want to find out if there's more to – if that interaction we saw between Cammy and Junie in the story mode, if there's anything more to that than what they're just implying.
Yeah.
Because there's some heft – they imply a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
And just in general, I want to see some more stuff. Like, I just – you know, there's a lot of interesting, like, story-wise stuff that they suggest and stuff in, you know, that mode.
Well, that story mode, flawed though it was, got a lot done in terms of the lore.
Yeah, and I want to see that continued in the arcade mode, which I'm guessing is what's going to happen.
Hmm. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, it's the badass back shot of Akuma.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, so if I take that upgrade, which is, well, it's going to be just a download, so I don't really have to worry about that too much, I'm basically still in the same spot I was before, still needing to buy both character passes. So
pretty much.
I'll have to wait for a sale, or...
Honestly, Arcade Edition would be a discount compared to the two character passes, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, character passes are 20. Well, no, whatever.
The first season was $30, I think, and the second season was 20, or maybe I've got it backward.
Yeah, no, I think that's about right. 30 and 20. So I'd save $10 by just buying the disc.
Yep.
So. Which is something I may end up doing anyway. So there's that.
It is a good value.
Yeah. I just kind of wish they'd do a one-shot catch-up character pass, so I could just go, can I have all that, please? Thanks.
Well, wait until Capcom Cup, because there might be something.
Yeah.
Or maybe just across-the-board discounts on the character passes.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, I think last year during Black Friday, they were on sale for like $10 each. So, kind of missed that, my opportunity there, but anyway. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't each, because Season 2 hadn't even started yet,
but the first one was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 66% off, and it was like, well, I don't know why I didn't buy it at that time.
Well. Oh, well.
But, yeah, so exciting news.
Looking forward to that one.
For Street Fighter V, yep. Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, we should probably talk a little bit about, because that did come out.
Yeah, and it kind of flopped over.
Thud.
Yes, it flopped like a lead balloon.
Yes, the reviews have not been very positive. Basically, people are saying it's just kind of sort of okay, but
not
really anything that is worth putting the time into.
Well, the Spider-Man Infinite just breaks the whole thing open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's patchable, you know. It's more a question of the game just is bland. There's no real personality to it. The writing sucks. It's just a big mess of blah.
Cliches.
Yeah. And Thor is a dick.
That and the fact that, I mean, because of Marvel with their little pissing context with, was it Fox?
Fox, yes. So all the X-Men characters are not present.
Pretty much all the mutant characters in general are not present.
Yeah. You know, all the mutants aren't there. The Fantastic Four aren't there. It's really a step backwards in a lot of ways. So I think Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite is probably going to get more play at Devo than Infinite will.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. Did I say? Yeah, Ultimate MVC3. I just said the same thing twice.
You think they're both going to be there?
I would be very surprised if Infinite is there, to be honest. It's got to be, you know, Evo takes into account the community reception when they pick games, and if the community's not feeling it, they're not going to run it.
Well, I think I wasn't the only one in the fighting game community who sort of made a protest non-buy to put Capcom back in their place in regards to trying to control the fighting game community.
Yeah, it turns out that he didn't really have to protest too hard because the game was kind of bad anyway. So, anyways.
Mm.
So I guess we got a show, such as it is this week.
Not a very eventful week.
No. So we have those sometimes, you know. So
we kind of had the same problem with last weekend, too, except for that one big one.
that one douchebag that ruined everything. So anyways. I'd just like to remind you guys, you can check us out at smashpad.com. We have content there. Cuphead Review is incoming, according to Brandon. Forza 7 as well, and a bunch of other stuff. You can subscribe to the show at iTunes or Google Play or TuneIn or your favorite RSS reader. With that, I'm Filippo D'Onofrio.
I'm Patrick Mifflin.
I'm Brandon Perkins.
See you next week.